Hey. What's up? Yeah, I just got back from my date with them. It was another great date as usual. yeah, I'm still with them. They're taking a shower. And then I was like, "Hey, since you're taking a shower, you can just stay here for the night." And they're like, "Okay." So they just got into the shower, and I'm sitting here. I don't know, I just wanted to call someone and kind of elaborate on my night. I'm not gonna lie, it was really, really fucking nice. It just felt so real and calm, and like the connection and the chemistry was very, very much there between us. Yeah. And like, I don't know, it's the little things, like even the little things that they did and the little things that they have and that they are, like, it was so, 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 so cute. I'm trying not to gush. I'm sorry. I haven't felt this way in a long, long time. And you know that. Out of all people, you know that. And I just, at times I was scared that it was real. Because I was scared to feel these happy things. I'm scared to have these happy things to be real. But like, when I'm with them, it's just... It's like none other. Honestly. I'm okay. I'm trying to calm down. But like, in all seriousness, we had a fantastic, fantastic date. Yeah, I took them to this nice restaurant that just opened in town. And we shared dessert. We got our own, like, and entrees, but we shared dessert, and it was really cute. And then we went on a walk, and we just talked about everything, and we walked to my place, and we just watched some TV, and we didn't even watch TV on the couch because we were just too busy talking and looking at each other, and it just felt really, really nice. Everything about tonight was just, I sound like a cliche fuck, but everything felt magical. And I gave them a drink, and they spilled a little bit on themselves. But it was so cute. I was like, I'm sorry. And they're like, no, it was my fault. And so I tried to help them with like a towel and like a little napkin. We got most of it off, but now they're in the shower just trying to clean up and everything. And then I'm going to ask, "Hey, do you want to just chill in bed and talk for a while?" No. I really meant to just chill, talk for a while in bed, and then we can just fall asleep like that. Yeah. I don't want to rush into things because, like I said, like I haven't felt this way in a really, really long time, and I want this to be real between us. I really do. But I want to take it slow. I want to take it steady. I want to be consistent with them. And I think they want to be consistent with me. I don't know. But I think so. I really hope so. Everything about them is so different and so cute at the same time. And in a way, they're kind of like myself because I'm also scared to open up sometimes. But it's just, it feels like I'm talking to a long lost friend, and we just talked as if nothing happened, and it was, and it's amazing. All of this that's happening right now between us is amazing, and I want this to continue, and I want this to branch out even more, and I don't want to lose them. I'll be completely honest with you, I don't want to lose them. And even though it's kind of early, I really care. Yeah. They make me feel all giddy inside. That's why I'm like this. Just talking and thinking about them just gets me all giddy. And the fact that they're in my bathroom, taking a nice deserved shower, just minding their own business. And I'm just thinking, oh, this is so cute. Everything about this is so cute. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to call you and update you about my night. I hope there's another date. I hope so. And I hope they become more comfortable with me so that they can open up to me and trust me more. Because I really trust them, and I hope I make things easier and more comfortable. I want them to be comfortable around me. I like them a lot, and I want them to want to be around me. That's all I really want. Episode 2. Well, that's enough of my rambling. I'm really sorry I called you. But I needed to call someone about my night and how everything went and what's going on and everything. Okay. Well, I will leave you alone for the night. I'll probably call you and check up on you tomorrow. But, yeah. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, bye. Wow. God.